planet Earth! Hello, world! Hello, folks! Hello, everybody! Thank you for joining us over the internet, listening to your iPod, listening in your car. This is the highly budgeted and highly high-tech God is at Work podcast. This is Brother Rodney Garcia.
I say amen to that. This is Sister Evelyn Uy.
She forgot her name. Hopefully you will not edit that out. But anyway, it's just so natural. Thank you so much. We want to appreciate you for joining us.
Wow.
Episode number 4.
That was our episode number 3. Yes. The art of appreciation,
yes,
this time.
And we are practicing that because we want to practice what we preach.
Yes.
And we want to be the start of your brand new day.
Yes.
Today's a new day, folks. Don't think about yesterday. That's already done. Think about today. You can do so many things today, and you can make this day better than before.
And stop worrying about tomorrow.
Yes, the Bible says, do not worry about tomorrow. It's not gonna add a single minute of your life. Let God take care of that, and you just take care of what God wants you to do today.
But there's something that worries me.
What, you worried now?
Yeah,
you just said you're not supposed to worry. Now you're worried.
Well, you know, the topic that we're gonna discuss today.
Yes, it's a nice topic. Our episode for this podcast, episode number 4, is...
Can you forgive and then forget?
Can you forgive and forget? Give us a minute to think about it. All right. We human beings, Sister Evelyn, have a tendency to hurt each other.
Yeah, like you just hurt me a while ago.
What did I do?
I'm thinking about it yet. No, really, we are careless people too.
Yes.
Sometimes tactless.
Yes.
We don't mean to hurt people with the words we say.
Yes.
Or the things that we forgot to say.
Yes.
And even actions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hurt one another.
Yes. And it's one of those things that, unfortunately, it's something that's natural for us. It may be negative, but... it's natural in the sense that we have a higher percentage of hurting each other than animals or plants.
And there's some
I guess
people,
that's just how we're wired
because of our sinful nature.
Yes,
there
because
are
of
people
our sinful nature.
Who really intentionally hurt others too.
That's right. And because God made us different from the animals, He put us not. He didn't only put a brain, but He put a heart, a soul in us, of course. There will be times in our life that we will get hurt, either from the words that people say or probably from the things that we do. You know, we get disappointed, we work hard and then we didn't get appreciated, or we work hard and yet we failed. We didn't get that gold medal. We didn't get that, you
yes.
know, certificate that we want.
And don't forget this, we don't have perfect parents.
That's right. And sometimes, yeah, our parents hurt us.
Can hurt us,
Our
yes.
brothers and sisters, our wife. Our husband, our children, our children can even help.
Our pastors.
Our pastor.
Our church leaders.
So basically, there's nobody perfect. And with that premise in mind, that means
yes.
you can be a candidate to be hurt or to be the one to hurt.
Yes.
Right.
So don't forget that, folks.
Yes.
That you can also be an agent of wounding people.
Yes. Not just the one who will absorb or a recipient of hurt, but also be... the one who will cause people to hurt.
Yeah.
And it's something natural because that's what, like what you said, it's a sinful nature.
Yes.
And it's something that we, as much as we try not to do or we try to avoid, but there are just some times we're in, even in the most unlikely of circumstances, I say something and boom, it hurts you.
And you don't even know it.
And you don't even know it.
So now, in... serious situations, for example, we talk about molestations,
all right.
verbal abuses, emotional abuses that some people receive from parents or spouse. Is it easy to forgive and then you forget, especially if it started since your childhood days?
I think it is very hard to forgive. Very hard. Especially if it's something very grave, just like that. If it's something... very light, I think it can be easily done.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something that has scarred you for life,
that's right.
Something that has affected you emotionally.
If it came from people that you trust, yes. That you're supposed to trust.
Actually, that's where the hurt comes from. Other people tend to easily forgive if it's something that, you know, somebody did it to you that it's not really, there's no relationship.
Yeah.
But if it comes from somebody who's you respect, somebody that you value, love,
yes.
That you look up to, or someone you trust,
yeah.
Then the gravity mm-hmm. of the hurt is deeper
yeah.
compared to the ones that you don't have any yeah. relation with.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just,
but it's going to take some time. I'm not disclosing the fact that you cannot forgive people, especially in that situation. But it's going to take a lot of time because, well, it took a lot of time of hurting. So it's going to also take some time for you to
And it can
forget.
Still happen at this moment and it will happen tomorrow.
Yes.
Especially if you live with the people who mm-hmm. continue to just do harm mm-hmm. to you. Now, listen to me very carefully, folks. Jesus Christ was sent here on earth for the purpose of forgiving our sins.
Yes.
Now, his instruction is to forgive as your heavenly Father forgives.
Yes.
Then it's got to be something that you rethink about. Mm-hmm. It's a resolve that I will forgive. It's not something that your heart should decide or your emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you want to do because the Bible says, forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may be very, very difficult to forgive, but it should not come from us to get the strength to forgive mm-hmm. other people.
Mm-hmm.
We should ask the Lord Jesus yes. Christ to help us to forgive.
That's right. You know, a lot of people may only think that this is something of a human aspect, that forgiving is just in the realm of the physical aspect. But I always believe that there is a spiritual aspect as well when you forgive. Because when you're talking about forgiveness, especially if it's something that has scarred you, there's got to be something deeper than that, a deeper strength, a deeper power,
mm-hmm.
a bigger power
mm-hmm.
that can bring you out of that pit of unforgiveness and bring you towards, you know, a much better place wherein you can release forgiveness.
You know, you're right. Because if you have unforgiveness in your heart, you are just there in that pit.
It is.
And it's so dark, it makes you angry all the time, miserable.
Frustrated, yeah.
Yeah, and you can't move on because you're always carrying this skeleton.
And it affects your life.
You. Yes.
You know, as much as you want to have a good life, a
you
pleasant
move
life,
on, yes.
You want to move on. You can't because there's like an anchor. There's like a peg that's stopping you from coming forward,
you're
going
right.
forward.
You're right.
And I understand, you know, I'm saying there may be people out there who's listening to this podcast and, you know, they've gone through a lot of terrible stuff like molestation or you've
abuse.
Been cheated,
mm-hmm.
abused, you've
yes.
been, you know, beat up by your dad or mom and that's why you have low self-esteem.
Yes.
You know, all of these things. But there has to be a point in your life you need to decide where does it end. And if you continue with that unforgiving spirit and unforgiving heart, you're not, I mean, the people outside are not the ones who are having a problem. It's going to be you.
Yes.
You are the one who will be affected
because
by
you're
this.
The one carrying it.
Yes.
And also some of the sicknesses that we're suffering from is caused by unforgiveness.
That's
Do
right.
Do you know that?
Yes. Yes, and you know, you may not explain it in the physical realm. That's what I'm telling you. It's
mm-hmm.
it's illogical.
Mm-hmm.
How can a person be sick just because he's not, you know, giving forgiveness to the people? But that's what I'm saying. Folks, you may believe in God or not, but whether you do believe in God or not, there is always a spiritual realm that is connected with the physical realm. And when you do release forgiveness, when you start forgiving people with the wrong things they've done to your life, then the spiritual realm also, there's also something that is activated in
yes.
the spiritual
yeah.
realm.
Something opens up, and then it brings healing to
yes.
your soul. First of all, you have to finally just decide whether you want to carry yes. that unforgiveness until you die
yes.
and be miserable forever, or make a resolve, I want to be happy. I want to experience life, mm-hmm. the fullness of joy that Jesus Christ is talking about, and see already the different colors around me mm-hmm. and just breathe freely. So you make that resolve, I want to forgive, and then ask the Lord, help me, Lord, to forgive.
Yes.
And it is not just a one-time thing.
It's a process.
Especially if the damage is so deep.
Yes.
You have to bring it to the cross daily. The pain is real. You know what? It's unrealistic if you say, oh, I don't feel the pain.
Yeah. Fooling yourself. Yes. You know? I don't feel the effects. Yes. It's not happening.
You have to confront.
Right.
And be honest and be transparent to yourself and before the Lord. Lord, this person hurt me and I'm so deeply fearful and scarred. I need your help.
It's interesting what you said, yeah. Sister Evelyn. It's interesting what you said. The first thing you said was, it has to be
your
phone.
Telephone.
Wait.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
We're back and I just finished my phone call. That's never happened before.
Yeah, he forgot to turn it off. I mean, I pull it from the plug.
Yeah. But it's a nice break, you know?
Yeah, I still appreciate you. Wow.
Going back.
I forgive you.
Oh, okay.
But I will not forget that.
Who won't? It's recorded. So going back. It's interesting what you said earlier about the first point you said. You said it boils down to a decision. Everything we do in life boils down, either starts or ends with a decision. Mm. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do when you open your eyes, the first thing you decide is, do I get out of bed or stay in bed?
Okay, that's a decision.
And then, that's a simple decision. When you get out of bed, you do I take a bath or eat breakfast first? You know, what do I wear? So everything starts with a decision.
Uh-huh.
Big things, small things. Big things like forgiving starts with a decision.
Okay.
Nobody can decide for you. Mm-hmm. Maybe when you were a kid, your parents decided things for you.
Yeah.
But I'm sure as you grew older, you were given enough liberty to decide for yourself. And the same thing also for that. God cannot just, you know, say, okay, you have forgiven him. No, it has to start with you. You have to say, I forgive him. I forgive her. I forgive them. So it all boils down to a decision.
And it's not only a verbal thing.
Yes.
It's really a decision
from the heart. Yes. And it's not an easy decision. It's one of those things that you do not want to decide, or it's very hard to decide, but you have to, because there's so much at stake when you make a decision as big as this. Just like what you said, sometimes there are sicknesses that are connected because of unforgiveness.
Yeah.
There are blessings that are not given to you because of unforgiveness. There are relationships that as much as you want to mend cannot be meant because of unforgiveness. So many things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, these are all circumstances that surround just one thing,
mm-hmm.
the unforgiveness. You're talking about blessings too that we don't receive because
yes.
of unforgiveness.
Yes.
Because this is God's command.
Yes.
And you cannot even go and worship God if you have something, unresolved issue with a brother or a sister.
Yes.
He said, put down your offering. Go and what? Be reconciled.
Yes. Before you show your offering or you give your offering.
So but that means you say you cannot be praying to God, Lord, I love you.
And he says, forgive,
right?
Forgive. Stop talking about me. Go back to your brother. Forgive that person. Then go back to me.
And it's difficult, I said.
It is very difficult. Unforgiveness, we may not realize it, but it is such a powerful force. Unforgiveness is such a powerful force that it influences the future of a nation,
mm-hmm.
and influences the future of a church,
yeah.
of a family,
yeah.
and more importantly, of the entire world and individuals as well.
Wow.
As much as it is a powerful force that hinders you, it is also a force that when you deal with it, it also opens doors for you.
Yeah.
Okay, you may not recognize it now, but given time, when you ponder upon it, it will open doors for you. The way you live your life is not going to be the same way. Mm-hmm. The way you talk to people is not going to be the same way. Circumstances are not going to be the same way. It's going to be better. Why? Because you chose today to grant forgiveness to other people. And we're not saying it's going to be easy, but it's a process.
Yes.
And it's something you need to do for your sake and for your children's sake and for the next generation. Because, just like what you said, it's a curse. It can be passed on.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So unforgiveness or forgiveness is, you can do it in time.
But Rodney, what about forgetting?
Forgetting what?
Forgive and forget the things, the damage that has been caused.
So you're asking me now is, okay, it is possible to forgive, but is it possible to forget? We're going to ask that question right now. But we're going to answer that question after the break.
Okay.
Sister Evelyn wants to answer now. Probably I'll tell her during the break. No. All of us, we're talking about it. We're going to ask the question, is it hard or easy or possible to forget? We'll be right back after these words of encouragement.
Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Thank you for joining us here at episode 4 of God is at Work podcast. This is still Brother Rodney Garcia.
And Sister Evelyn Uy still hanging in there wanting to find out if you can really forget.
She is at the edge of her seat. If you can just imagine that. She's just like one inch away from just falling.
So what? Can you forget? Just answer that question.
We'll take another break.
No way!
So before having the break, we were asking, okay, we were talking about unforgiveness and how it is possible to forgive, but is it possible to forget? All right, this is my take. Okay. You may have your opinion, but this is my take.
I'll listen.
I believe that since God gave us a very advanced brain, so advanced that even animals don't have it, we have a very advanced brain, that we have the capacity to remember and to store memories, to store, you know, things, good things, and all the more bad things. Because, you know, believe it or not, the hurtful stuff that we go through are the ones that really are etched in our brain and in our heart.
Yeah.
So we have the capacity to not forget, okay? So to answer your question right now, is it possible that we can forget? It is possible, but it is also possible we cannot forget because we have that capacity to remember stuff, especially hurtful things, especially traumatizing things, especially things that are, you know, have been repeatedly done to you.
Yeah, or it's still ongoing today.
Or it's still ongoing. Mm. It is. What do you call this? It is not easy to forget these things.
Okay.
However,
yeah, I'm listening.
You can choose not to remember them.
maybe to paraphrase
that. Yeah, paraphrase them.
Because you can remember, because it's there, you said, it's stored. But not to go that direction and meditate on it or visit it even. Right?
Yes.
We have memories that we could visit.
Yes.
Our childhood memories, good things. So now we can choose not to go there and then think about the positive things now, right?
Right.
Because if you said you choose to forgive, so now if you have chosen that path, why will you allow your memory to go to that part of your brain where you were traumatized and spoken words of death were given to you? So you can really choose not to go
One thing about forgiving, Sister Evelyn, is that when you decide to forgive, then the healing begins. Because that's a wound.
It's a process, it's, too.
Yes. And when you're hurt, it's a wound. It's just like when you cut, you get cut, you know? You get, it's hurtful right now. But later on, give it time and really take care of that wound, it's going to heal.
So even if you recall...
Yes, and there's going to be a scar. Of course, it's natural. There's going to be a scar in that, especially if it's a deep wound. It's going to be a scar. But you're just going to remember what happened, but you may not necessarily feel the pain.
Or the trauma.
There is a remembrance of that event, but you may not necessarily feel the pain because you were healed.
You know... I the way you're explaining it to me, it feels like Jesus Christ is just putting a balm there in the wound and healing you. And I believe the healing comes from the Lord Jesus Christ.
It does. And that's the reason why, folks, every time you listen to this podcast, we always encourage you, have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because there are some things that we can do on this earth on our own. But most of the things that we cannot do, God can do it for us.
Yes.
And it's in the Spirit that has that capacity to forgive. Because I can forgive you, Sister Evelyn, right now. But at the back of my mind, in my physical brain, I can always revisit that painful experience.
Yes.
And it can always bring back that feeling. Yeah. And I can already start having bitterness again. And then again, I'm going to forgive you. And it's just an endless process.
Yes.
Somebody needs to put that, you know, that stop sign and says, that is done. Just like what Jesus said, it is finished. Don't go back there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
But again, it's a process.
It is a process.
For other people, it can happen overnight.
Yes.
I mean, immediately. But for some people, it may take time. But just continue to bring it to the Lord.
That's right. And you know, the Lord is, you know, in the eyes of God, all of us are His children. You may be 60 years old and you have grandchildren or great-grandchildren of your own. But in the eyes of God, you are still His child.
Yeah.
And He wants to take you by the hand and say, you know, my daughter, my son, what we're going to go through is going to be very painful. You may be remembering some of the hurtful things that has happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to go through this so that there will be closure, so that the healing can start, and so that you can start living your life to the fullest.
That's
and God
right.
wants you to
How
live
How beautiful.
That.
No God wonder wants... Jesus Christ said, you ought to forgive. And how many times did He say, we ought to forgive?
Seven.
70 yeah, so times you're... seven. That means to say, my math is poor. I'm poor in math.
Seven times seven.
I need to have a calculator.
76.
I have an abacus.
Basically what she's saying
it's
is
forever.
Forever.
Yes.
Forever. Don't stop forgiving. As long as you're living, hey, I'm going to put it on a bumper sticker. As long as you're living, don't stop forgiving.
Wow.
I like that.
That's good. That's patented.
That's patented. I don't get that. That's from Pastor Rodney.
Easy to say, hard to do.
It is.
But it starts with a decision.
It does. And, you know, one thing about God is that He's not just going to leave you alone. No way. He's going to be with you when you do this thing. And He understands how hard it will be. Because He Himself is forgiving and also choosing to forget. It's going to be very foolish if you said God doesn't
remember.
God doesn't remember. Of course He does.
But He said in the scripture, if you ask for forgiveness, as far as the east is from the east and west won't meet. That is as far as how our sins will be forgiven.
Forgiven.
Yeah.
And it's very foolish to say that God does not remember what you've done. Of course He does. But He chooses to say, okay, that's already done, Rodney. Don't remember that. You know, today is a new day. It's a clean slate. So you're forgiven. So just do whatever I'm asking you to do. It's the same thing with us.
Warning.
Yes.
The devil has a tacky way of making us remember.
Mm-hmm.
And he is just there waiting for you to be so open to...
Lured back.
Yes. And,
and that's
I'm
what
angry.
He does.
Oh, I'm hurt.
You know, that's what he does. He will always let you remember what you've done, what you did, what's the sin. You will always do that. That's why even at times, even we human beings do the same thing. You know, when husband and wife fight, remember when you did this. Remember
there
when
goes
you
your
did
list
that?
of the record of wrong.
Yeah, and if you're like that, folks, if you're like husband and wife, please don't be just like the devil, because you're going to be like the devil. You're going to do the same thing what he does. You're not supposed to do that.
Yes.
But once you release forgiveness, that's already done.
Yes, it's under the blood of Jesus Christ.
Now, we're not saying that you become a fool and do it again. You also learn from the mistake.
Yes.
If this person, for example, has hurt you, and then he's not really that trustworthy, okay, forgive that person. But God is already giving you wisdom to not fall in the same trap, in the same predicament.
And keep forgiving.
And keep forgiving.
Oh, that's foolishness.
Well, you know, you have to also be wise.
Yeah, that's right.
You are not created to be a fool.
That's a good thing that you said there.
Which one?
Rodney.
Which one?
Like, if you learned already you have been hurt in one relationship or situation, don't remain there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, God doesn't want you to, you know, be a fool. You're not created to be a fool. Right? It's just us who become fools by our own decision.
Yeah.
So to say, and to close this, to say to forgive, yes, it is possible. We can forgive. To forget, yes, we can forget. We can forget that situation. It's already done. You don't need to bring it to the present.
You don't have to visit it again.
You don't have to revisit it because, you know, that's already been forgiven by the Lord. And you have already forgiven that. And God wants you to move on. He doesn't want you to be held back. He wants you to move on.
Okay, one more thing.
Yes, Sister Evelyn, before we pray.
There are some people who cannot forgive themselves.
Oh, yes. Important.
Oh, so now the Lord is saying that he forgives you. No matter what sin you have committed, God forgives biggest sin that we could ever imagine. And he will not remember your sin anymore if you ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
So please, brother or sister, forgive yourself.
That's right.
All right?
Because God may have forgotten it, quote unquote, forgotten it already, but you keep reminding him. I was like, son, please stop reminding me. I've already forgotten that. It's starting always from you. So please forgive yourself. And my friend, you're only human. Start forgiving yourself as well. Because you cannot give what you don't have. You cannot forgive other people if you cannot even forgive yourself. So we're going to pray this prayer for you. And I pray that this prayer will release you from the shackles of unforgiveness for yourself. And not only that, give you the capacity, the ability to forgive other people.
That's right.
Let's pray. Mm. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you right now, whoever you may be listening to this podcast. God is telling you right now, son, daughter, I forgive you of whatever you have done that has offended me, says the Lord. So forgive yourself also right now. And I am more than willing to give you all the chances that you need so that you can go forward and live your life to the fullest. And I pray right now also for you. Lord, give them the capacity to forgive the ones that have hurt them. They may be their parents, brothers or sisters, their own children, their office mates, their church mates, or even their own pastor. Father, whoever that person may be, I pray you give them that capacity and the decision, and Lord God, the willingness to release forgiveness. And as they release forgiveness today, Father, I pray that you bestow upon them the blessing and the favor and the peace and the tranquility in their spirit so that they can start living a more fulfilled and victorious life.
Yes, Lord.
I pray also, Lord God, that as they forgive the people that have offended them, Lord, the memories are now placed under the blood of Jesus Christ.
Lord,
so that whatever hurt, whatever pain, whatever ill feeling that has been captured by this event, by this occurrence, they are now under the blood.
Yes,
so
Lord.
That when they do remember that, if ever, they will not feel anymore the pain, the suffering. But only, Lord God, say, that's already forgiven, that is under the blood, that is in the past, and it will not affect me at all right now. Father, right now, we also ask for your forgiveness.
Yes, Lord.
If we have done so many things to offend you, Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Lord, we accept your forgiveness.
Yes, Father.
By the blood
you.
Of Jesus
thank
Christ,
you,
we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord God, that you can forgive us. And we also accept right now this opportunity to do what is right before your eyes, to do and forgive other people, and Lord God, to do what your will is for our life. Father, we thank you. We thank you so much for the power of forgiveness.
Yes, Lord.
We want to thank you so much that you even give us that capacity to forgive other people. And we pray that as we make this decision today, this will be the start of a brand new day for all of us. Father, we thank you. Thank you for forgiving us. And thank you, Lord God, for not remembering what we have done to offend
you. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
God, what a release. You know, if you pray that prayer, it eases your burden. I mean, there's a release. You're not shackled anymore if you pray that prayer from the heart.
If you prayed that prayer from your heart, I want you to expect greater things to happen in your life. You will be amazed and just flabbergasted with all the wonderful things that's going to happen to you.
Yes.
You're going to change your countenance, the way you speak, the way you talk to people. People are going to notice great things, great changes in your life simply because you prayed a sincere prayer of forgiveness and releasing forgiveness to other people.
Yes.
I want you to expect blessings and favor to come your way, and you made a decision to forgive other people.
Rodney did not say that. That comes from the Bible.
Yes.
It's so that it's yes and amen.
And amen. Thank you so much for joining us in this wonderful podcast episode, episode number 4. And we have so much to look forward to because we have so many more episodes to record for your enjoyment and for your encouragement. Yeah. Thank you very much, Sister Evelyn, for joining us
today.
Thank
you, Brother Rodney. This is a wonderful topic.
We speak
it's
blessing
so
to you today.
Yes.
And we hope and pray, please, this is a free podcast. Share it to your friends. Let people know about this podcast. We're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week
on
our website at wordfortheworld.com. Email us if you are encouraged with this word. info@wordfortheworld.com, and of course at mediaportal.wordfortheworld.com, where you can find all the podcasts, all the videos, all the sermons. Thank you so much, Sister Evelyn.
Bye.
It is a pleasure
yes.
to be with you again.
Uh-huh.
And I forgive you. If ever you have hurt me, I ask also for your forgiveness. Would you forgive me?
I'll think about it. You have to, give me a Starbucks first.
Okay.
It's a conditional thing.
Thank you very much, Sister Evelyn.
All right.
God bless you. We'll see you again. This is God is at Work podcast. This is Brother Rodney Garcia.
And Sister Evelyn Oy. I'm waiting for the Starbucks coffee.
God bless you.